Shusavi Maria. We are now the Sugya of Teichen. We went through three separate concepts. One idea of Teichen Boichen, Ochleichen among Rishonim, Bipaskin Lachumra, that's Machabin Sifin Beis. But more afterwards brings down a second concept, the idea of Ein Teichen Achat Teichen, that we pass in Lakula. The third concept, of Samot Achilosoi, La'alto, the more is Mekel, which brings down those of a Fakbek, therefore it's nothing to do with Gedolus Kitsas, Bites Noin, and Bitsal in the place. Today, we focus on three other points, two other terim, the idea of Shina Glover and the idea of Engdom Karkov, and the idea of a Klim Yuchalakach. First, Siv Zayin, we have over here a Sugyo that's brought down in Shabbatah Chachim Aleph. Rabbi Huda says, Hani Papali made a Chodo Chodo, a Katit Zakinos Shori. Take a handle of a knife, you want to crush them, the loch is its mortar, only one have a Tartis Osir. Come with Rav and says, Afilo Tuva Nami, even a lot of them might say it's mortar. The first child is this statement by Rabbi Huda and Rav and Machlekes, is it negated to only Yontif? Because Yontif has a head of Eichel Nefesh. Or is it even negated to Shabbos, a special dinner of a head of Shina Gomer? So Taisha on the page brings down a Shaila, brings down the Beit HaChananel, the Shiltus, at least the Taisus, and Chubas and Rashi. They hold the dinner of Yuchel Yontif, not negated to Sugya, so didn't negated to the idea of Eichel Nefesh. At Salasheni, they come home to disagree, either Mitzad the Sugya's in Shabbos, Tapuk Bamalek. Mitzad look at Mephorsh that way in the Tzepto, Sayin, Beyan, Sayin, and Shabbos, right to the Halach to get to Shabbos. Therefore, way we show him, whether it's the big three, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, naturally the Shonim point out, before applied even to the Sugya of Shabbos, Ete of Shinovir. Hagam, there is a smack or gray smack, he come home and say, Echlami should be Motor, or however, with a Bayam, it's the Sugya of Maris Ayin. That is brought down by the Kol by the Archas Chaim, and afterwards the Beis Seisif. After the Beis Seisif, it's brought down by the Bach and the son of the Nachlas Tzvi, and then it stops. I don't know what happened to this idea over here of Maris Ayin, again with the Beis Seisif, Bach and the Nachlas Tzvi. But afterwards, I don't find anybody bring it down. We left the Locha as is, as Mechaber brings down, by Shabbos and by Yontif, we have a Heta, the Sugya of Shina Gomer, brought down by the Paiskim. So again, we have a Heta in Teuchen. Negate to all the melachas, we seem to have an idea of Shina's drop on them. Here, negate to Teuchen, Shina somehow come out to matter it. Now, the shell is obviously, why is that so? Again, the club Kolius is, negate to all times, Shina makes it Oyster Eisel. The left is drop on them. How in the world are we standing straight over here to matter Ligamri? So, the way that they say, so being down to Shabul Elekert, calls a Shnat Stama Shinoi, but Shina Gomer. The Lashon of the Piskeria, the Piskeriad, a Shina Godel. The way how the Beis Yosef explains the quoting the Shmuel Leket, that it went first in the case when you're using a matucha, a pestle that's made out of metal, from a stone, you switch it the second shinoi to eights, and now it went from eights to the handle of a knife. It's like a shinoi gomer, but this really coming to be makel there. It's two stages away from the case of deraisa. He says, like butter, like by butter, the loch is goes from nothing to cover its chayiv. You go to the kun matumchai, it's potter. Go to the case of Yad, it's Mutter. We pointed out with Linda Sugya Bayer, what is your side of the heter of Biyad, of doing it with your hand? He said over there, the Chor to Shaila, if the heter was had a Sugya of Shinoi, or the heter of Derech HaChilosoi. Rashi, the Sugya of Ayin Dalet, sounds like it's a heter in Shinoi, which they point out over here from the Shabul Lech and Beis Yosef. The idea of doing it Biyad is compared to the Sugya of doing it in the handle of a knife, Shinoi Gomer. However, the way the Paiskim went in Barer, the way how the Beit HaChananel says, it's a heter in Derech HaChilosoi. It's not a Meister Melocha, it's Derech HaChilosoi. The Mishpura brings down all the time, the heter means how the Sugya is Derech HaChilosoi. We point out, Lechura, what Nap Kamina could be, is that we know Pselis Mitech Eichel, is there a heter to it with the case of your hand for that suit over here? Some Rishonim said, Paiskim said, the Rashba says, yes. We pick up Paiskim, no. Lechura could be dependent upon what you said you're coming from. If it's a Shina Gomer, it's still a Shina Gomer using your hand. I can't myself to take Eichel. That's why it could be those who hold to be Mekel. To be a Taisa Shita. My Shaykh and Mishmur did not come to tell us to give Shina Gomer. As Derech HaChilosai, my brother. Therefore, do Pesel to take Eichel is not Derech HaChilosai. Therefore, come out, you're chayim for it. There could be, again, we have two Abonas in the side of Barer, and we see over here, one Yisrael by the case of Teichen, that Mahal Mitzad Shinoi, which is Rashi Shita, which we did not really go with, went to the Yisrael Mitzad the Sugya of Derech HaChilosai.
It's very hard to define what a Shina Gomer is. Shina Gomer.
Oh, so what does it mean? Great point, Shina Gomer. So where the Chanish tries to explain, he says, there's a different types of Shinoi, some of doing elbow upside down, no real Tircha. But here, since you're doing it like two stages away, I'm mashing something very hard with a handle of a knife, it's very different than using a pestle. It says over here, it's nechol shile gomak, it's tircha tvei. It's a very hard thing to go do over here. Since it's a hard thing to go do over here, they were came to be mekel, or the harchi wrote a letter to the Shvisha Shabbos. He wants a taino, a drop different book, could be the same concept that Bishlam, when you have one stage away, a blita de raisa. When over here, it's like two stages away, too far away, no shash to lita in the case of de raisa, not the very simple to lita de raisa, they were coming to be mekel over here. Two ways to say over these studies, they want to be mekel specifically over here. If we have this, he's content, because I'll give us this together, we'll have this header, correct. Now, our other mocks do have this concept. Now, the heter, we come out, we paskin, machlik is in the sugya, if it's only one, or harbe, we paskin even harbe. We paskin like Ravo. Now, when it says we paskin like Ravo, can we do it from the beginning of Shabbos to the whole entire Shabbos? Or is there a limit to it? So the way how the Eilu Shabbos and the Medora Torah go, they kind of wisdom according to matter from Barer. When does Barer mutter by Shekesu Vashina Gomer? We hold Dafka, Lalter. They were the one time that the whole entire heter of Vashina Gomer is Dafka, La'alter. What happened with the Egmetal? Paskin by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosoi. That Shinigama is only mortal altar. Maisa, you read the page, everyone saw it. Nobody brings it down. The Machava doesn't bring it down, right? It could be a little factor. Well, we get about it. Well, there's those tiny, there's no Hetal altar by Tavlina, by spices, by the Sharatian. Outside of Shani, the similar place which did not bring down this idea is Dafkal altar. How there is another machlokes on the page, a similar machlokes where Mil Shin Chavala for Teichin. The sugya beforehand was a sugya of salting and salt water. I mean, Sip Beis was Meimelech, Hilmi, and Gimel Thu Vav was a sugya of salting. Over there, when a person had a heter to make, let's say, Meimelech, salt water, a little bit, or the person had a heter to salt the eggs, when can you go do it? From the whole entire Shabbos, or Dafkal the meal that's coming up? Over there, we got a machlokes. We got a more tiny dafka for Isa Suda. Mishabua calls El Rabba, one tiny no calls the whole entire Shabbos. Why dafka with Isa Suda? If you do it with the whole entire Shabbos, looks like you're doing a malach over here. Otherwise, only dafka Isa, that Suda, not that, the whole entire Shabbos. Over here, we're coming to be making with the Shina Gomer. Is dafka Isa Suda? Or is it the whole entire Shabbos? So come along the Prim Gadol Shitosai, and he says dafka for that Suda of a heter. Dafka that sudah, or for shulchan kavachayim, like by the sugya of salting, only for that sudah here also. Who disagrees? Mishbura Sukkot Chavdal writes, Isa Shabbos. Pashas, he's Lishitosai. Like you wrote over there, there is no resort to Machalik. And then we come along and says, once you have a heter, you have a heter the whole entire Shabbos. That means it comes out, in the case of Shina Gomer, we're mattering like Ravo, even a lot, the three shitas out there, the Shmir Shabbos, Tama, Pashas, La'altar. How the place can seem to go, maybe to Yugonim and says, Dafko is a pseudo, like by case of salting. How Mishmua says, and look, that should be the loco, the whole time Shabbos, my should be mutter.
Why are the gambling, the Shinu the gambling, is Dafko is a pseudo, not the old
Because otherwise, it takes out the head to Derek Hakili, point to that. It's the Mogavram, it's the question, no, it's Pim Gadam. Not that I understand. I know. Now, Mishmur does not call Pirim Gadol, correct? Now, in this heter, we're saying that a case of Shina Gomer, is it dafka going to get to Eichlin when it get to everything? A pisvar should apply to everything because Shina Gomer applies whether it's food or not. Meist the Maravram on Sefiot, where it's called New Beis, he wants to bring a right from Rashi. The sugya is a heter dafka in Eichlin. If you're going to bring down El Shabbos, you must bring right from the sugya by Mila, the Rambam, dafka by the sugya of Eichlin. And if the El Rabba Taz and others bring down, I correct the Mishabura, why? Shina Gomer, should we matter it? So Kalam says, still there's a din to Rabbana, will only be matter the idea of Shina Gomer, negate to Achila, a special din head in Achila, not negate to all cases. Hagam the Archa Shulchan says, why that son wants to argue, says, more to even things not negate to Achila. But we have this limitation of Teichen, which does apply to other things. Will only the head of Shina Gomer only applies to food and not to other cases. Now, once we have this heter of Shina Gomer, the question is, where is the Shina in? That means when a person has his pestle, the thing that he holds in his hand, the crush, he puts it inside his machteshes, inside the mortar over here. So, come along when he puts in his spices, he grinds it up and makes it into powder. Now there's something in the bottom, there's something on top. What exactly does he have to change? You have to change the pestle or the mortar. Now it says the Baduch among the Mishnah and the Paiskim seem to be the switching words, what exactly it means. We'll say we'll go with the Paiskim here calls it. We call Baduch the case, the pestle that's in your hand over here. So what exactly are you changing? So where's the Mechaber of Zion calling the Lashon of the Rambam word for word? And the words are, Hushir Ducham, the Kotu Shal Sakin Ubekaro, with the handle of a knife and with a bowl. The question is, what exactly does the Mechaber mean? He's meaning you're changing both, you're changing one or the other. So come on, the Mechaber and says, the Gemara says a Shinei in only one. The Gemara says only to change the thing that's in your hand. Change it the case of the handle of the knife. Therefore, when the Mechaber says two things over here, it means one or the other. Either take the handle of the knife and you crush it, or you take the bottom of the plate and you crush it. One or the other, that mice is enough. But let's say you take the handle of the knife and you crush it inside of Machkeshas, says the Graz, according to the Mechaber, the mice is smutter. Mice is smutter. Asad HaSheni, you read the Beis Yosef, before it's not that way. And the best from earlier, the Rishonim, or Chus Chaim, the Kolboy, they point out, before you need a Shinei in two things. The Taz is clear that way. They come along and say you need a shinei sign in the thing that's in your hand. Has to be the handle of a knife. The bam cannot be machdashes. Has to be a case of a bowl. Either kashes, the Gemara says one thing. The Gemara also says only change the thing in your hand. So either can explain with the Mati Yehuda, he wants to answer, when you do it with the handle of a knife, naturally you switch to the bottom kli. Don't do it inside of machdashes. You do it on a board, a plate, a bowl. That's just naturally done. Or the way that our Chasholim says, look in Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi says, what do you do it in? Rashi says, V'loi Berachayim. Rashi himself already changed the thing that you do it inside. And therefore, the Mishmur, the Chasholim, are being down that we need two things to change. Say to change the thing that's inside your hand, and say the thing the Maaseh on the bottom cannot be the Machtesh, it has to be a case of a bowl. Not Pshan the Mechaber, this or that. It means you have to change two things. Now the question is, why do you have to change the bottom for? What's your side of changing the Machteshas? That means if you, again, you take a handle of knife and you crush things in the Machteshas, called the Mokavram, the Maisetz Mutter. We pass it inside the Machteshas, the Maisetz Osir. Where is the Issa coming from? So you read the Taz slowly, he says it's a David study, not inside the Sugya of Teuchen. It's a Sugya of Ubdin Nechol. A new reason over here, Ubdin Nechol. The Goyin, the Chayodom, and you read the Mishmur, he says, what's the Issa Machteshas? Echanami, as Teuchen, you take care of it with the handle of a knife. But you do the machteshes. That's a chore, a bokeh dechazach of the chol. Therefore, you have to change your bowl into the sugya of a machteshes of the chol over here. Again, look at other achrayim. They point out the reason why you need to have it and change the bottom of tishnuim. They look at the Eliyahu, the Mati Yehuda, the Eli Shabbos. They come along and say no. The reason why I change two to make the shinigomer. You have to change side the top and side the bottom to make it instead of shinigomer. That means the basis of the shinigomer is why. And one from the case of a heaven, to an eighth, to the handle of a knife. They seem to understand what Shinigam is, why you're changing side the thing that's in your hand, the handle, and side the thing that the bowl that's inside on the bottom.
So they're defining Shinigam as
totally different. Yeah. Maisi could ask, if you the Mishnah slowly, he better assess both points. He starts off saying that why cannot use Machteshas instead of the chol, and therefore he says, therefore it's a case of two Shinuyim. He seems to be mixing up the Yisodis over here. The Lechor to answer. The Lechor is not the Yisod over here why I need two Shinuyim. It's to make it Shinigomer. The reason why I need Shinigomer, that's enough on the handle of a knife. That's a basis. You need a second Shinoi beside the David study of the Nechol. Levi is here, if I had to explain to the Mishnah Berurah, the second Shinoi has nothing to do with the head of Teuchen. The second Shinoi is to knock away the Baya of the Nechol.
Chor
Nav Kamin is, right?
Is it possible to use it at the
mother on a car? Interesting question. Let's take it the other way. They say, interesting question. But they do speak out, according to Mishnah Berurah, that depends on, say, over the side. Let's say you do it on a chopping board. You're not on a chopping board. Is there, it could be an Isser. If you go and you say, need two Shnoyim, chopping boards could be a normal thing to go use. Mishmur says the only reason why I cannot use Machteshes of Nechol, chopping board is not of Nechol, but Pashtus, we'll see what like is, Pashtus not. They even go to Mishmur on a chopping board should not be a problem, because you already have a Shina.
No, a chopping board is doing the Nechol,
you did it all. Oh, a cutting board. Zaidi, your Rebbetzin on Shabbos uses a cutting board. Going to You want according to Klum, you're right, it's the Cholim. But the Bnei Klaus is not like the Cholim. No heter on the whole altar. You know, it's the race of them. Right, very good. So go through, yeah, Chorfi, you understand that if it's two Shinoyim, call the second Shinoyim. The Sugi Bitzad on the whole, but you have to have the cutting board, Pashtus. Go through doing cases with Nichol together of Shin Gomer. The first case, the Gemara's case, you have a handle of a knife. Very simple, the Mechaba, the Gemara. Now, speaks out of the Chodeshani, let's say you always use a handle of a knife. People ask me, let's say, all the week they clap like this, they get used to doing it. So Shabbos is now a Shinoi. So, it is a Shinoi. But speaking of the Chodeshani, Be'etzem, doing the handle of a knife is Be'etzem, a Shinoi, Tircha, Trey, more of a Tircha, Zavada, even on Shabbos, if you do it during the week, still Nichol together of a Shinoi. Ma'aseh B'Shavuos speaks out, according to Rav Avraham, he said twice, let's say you take the Papalmi, cut it with the knife, Ma'aseh Kamung to answer it. But the question is, still it went from an Evan to an Eitz to the cutting with a knife. Still be a case of a Shinoi. So the way how the Chaim Lok explains, true it's a Shinoi Gomer Be'etzem, but it's not a Shinoi Gomer that's Snicker, because how do you use a knife? You cut it. So since it's a normal thing Klolis to go do, a gum over here might be a Shinoi Gomer, but since with Klolis it's not a Shinoi Gomer that's Snicker, they would come along with Mishmu and says you cannot cut it with a knife, only with the handle of a knife. So again, we have one case you can do with the handle of the knife. A second case, the words of the Mechaber is Be'itza Aparer, a wooden mixing spoon. We're talking about the Poiskim. Now, exactly what that is, the Chadash, someone gave a savior to look over, the Chadash says, take out those words. Why? Because we don't know what that is. So I'll leave it at that. Whatever this thing is, Chadash says, take it out of your savior, because we don't have such a concept today. A third case, we come along to use the bottom of a kli. That means Mechaber says, Peshad, the Mechaber is to use the bottom of a kli. Mishmur brings down the case, he agrees that is nichol neged of a shinoi, but just not pshat in the mechaber. And then if you take a bottom of the kli and smash something down, nichol neged of a shinoi gomer. A fourth case speaks out of the Mishmur, he says, koshkin, do it with your hands. Also nichol neged of a shinoi gomer. Hava speaks of the tilo david, but let's say it's the derech, about one of the heter. For example, taking bread and crumbling with your hands. Why have to come onto ein toichen achat toichen? Just say the sugi mitzad, shinoi gomer. Says the Tila David, the reason why the Chodim are grappling about it, because it's not Nichol Kedosh Shinigom, but that's the only thing to go do over here. Speaking of the Chodim, the others, a handle of a... What?
It's not.
Bread, it's not. Usually it is, but bread is not.
Where would Yad be asked?
I mean, if you take eggs and smash with your hands. I got people try to tell me they go to the kitchen, put a plastic glove, they smash with their hands. But
the Yad, the bread we found is Shinigom.
I'm not sure what you're referring to, but maybe later. Fifth case, the handle of a knife, l'chobin, also l'chol neged of a shinoi gomer. What about you use the teeth of the knife? You smash it down. Is that, and you want to crush things that way. L'chol neged of a shinoi gomer or not. So there is an old tzion says, also it's not normal, you don't do it that way. Meister, I see the chadnish, and from Zaman, others follow this way. Pashas, it's more like a case of cutting with a knife. It's a normal thing to go do. Gam, this case in August, Shinoi Gomer, but Klali is using a fork on the bottom, the Nichol Neged of something that's normal. And therefore, the Chor should not be Nichol Neged of Shinoi Gomer. Won't have this after. The teeth of a fork. Negate a spoon. Great question. Now, first, discussing really Klali is about mashing a banana with a spoon. Now, we'll have to get to the next Chabura. If a banana has a bayam sad sugar of toichin, machlok is chasnish, versus Moshe says it's just pressing down, no act of toichin, chasnish says nichol neged of toichin. On the tzad, to be machmed that mashing a banana is toichin, on which side would you mash a banana with? Would you mash it with the handle of a spoon, or the cap of the spoon? What would a person naturally do?
Cup.
That's what you would do? Or the handle? The handle of the spoon was much easier, you know? So, I think, and it seems to be this one, understand, that the interesting question, how do you get negate a banana? So, the way it comes along with Shlomo Zalman and the Shmir, the way Shmir Shabbos calls it, he paskins, to use the spoon itself is a shinoi, to use the handle is not a shinoi, Gomer. Because how do you usually do it? You use the handle and not the spoon itself by mashing it. Then he says one he asses, the handle he says mice is butter, the spoon mice matters. Asala sheni, the chanish of vozigo punk vakert. By the case of a banana they want taina, the case of the handle the mice be butter, the spoon will be also. Rav Moshe explains, he said the machlok is not how the oil is hanging over. He understands, how do you look at a spoon? Do you look at a beklolius? How do you use a spoon? You always use a bam, the calf. So beklolius, that's called using it, so the handle is a shinoi. A gam, in this specific case, you might use the handle, but that's called the shinoi. Marjankin, those are saying, no, in this specific case, you look at it specifically, in this case, what do you use? Use the handle over the calf. So the machlokes over here, which side do you use? And back if you ask me, I have a third option. Neither one is shinoi gomer. You never use a pestle, never use makteshes. How do you mash a banana? You technically unmash it. So why is Evan Nechal get a shinoi gomer? The argument is that even Claudius won't even have the het over here. Oh, okay, so banana. Because I don't think that's how you go ever mash it. So there are three shalos over here, three stunned. How look about mashing a banana? Did I have a het of shinoi gomer? What is the case of shinoi gomer? Now, if you have a blender, if you have, when you have one banana for a kid, what do you do? Don't put it in a blender, don't dirty wash it, you mash it. You won't put it in a pestle and a mortar and smash it. Now, so again, so this Siv Zayin, we came out with the Seder, we have a heter of Shinoi Gomer, of Matzis Teichen. However, the thing on the bottom, you have to make sure you switch over here and tell the Sugim under the Chol. Now, there is a double study over here that the Mishbura brings down from the Taz, and again, to the idea of Moedel Reach. That means he said the person wants to take his papalim and wants to put it inside a bacon and smash it with a knife over here, and therefore to crush it, motal toichen. Are you putting the spices, the smell inside the bacon? It's a mazreh, that maya, the sugya of mesakim mono. So we'll have to get back to it at a different time. The mavuch over here, is there a head of it in the mescavim by secretion by mona reach? Now, if Kamino, the person discussed, let's say when you flash the ass on the toilet, you have soap inside and the soap gives off a smell over here. It's a nichel nehet over here, depending on the taz, the mishnah brua. Or another example, the place will speak out, on the tzad, you use deodorant on Shabbos, put the sugya of zera on the side. If you use it, you do it 6 inches away, and what happens, it might be a secretion to your undershirt. Your body is what your undershirt is also. Therefore, the oxygen swarm, people tell you, take off your undershirt, otherwise you have the bayamis on the sugya of mamish mel dreach, that's what I'm going to get back to. Simchas is just a hemshich of the idea of using spices, of grinding it up. Mechaber Kamalan says, by the case of the salt, Shini Gomel Maisa's Mutter, says, therefore the handle of a knife, or the case of this wooden spoon over here, wooden milking spoon. Kamalan Moran Maisa, but that's to get to their salt. However, Melech Shalanu, since he already was thin, there came pieces, a Maisa, you'll have a heter out, ain't Toichen, Acha Toichen, which is also in the ready the Moran Sifid Beis. In this halacha, speaks out the Mishabur according to Elul Shabbos. However, in Machteshes, the Maisa's Osir. Why is it Machtash Osir? Pashya say, of Nechol, like the Aruch HaShulchan says. However, the Kamal of Mishabu and Simon Tov Kuf Dalad, it brings down a second reason, it's how the Sugya of Maris Ayin. I'm not sure why exactly he switched from the Sugya of Nechol to Maris Ayin, which seems to be the side of the Great Smak. I'm not sure what happened over here. Maris, we have Issa inside Machtashas, we have the Heter of doing it non Machtashas of Ein Teich Nacha Teichen. A third example, Mishabu speaks out, according to the Prima Gadim. Both of them you have to fast 40 days maybe. Now, the Mishnah brings down a third case, we've got a case of sugar. Also, our sugar is like our salt over here. I said maybe, just for you. Now, salt and melch are the same thing. Hagam, there is a Tverse Yisrael and Mincha Shabbos once in Machmur. Before the salt and sugar are the same idea. I see you can grind it up with your hand, the chora or toichel might not be a problem. Now, in this sugya, again, we have three cases of spices. We have tavlinum. We have the pepper spice, or palim, in the case of melech, in the case of sugar. All three have a heter of shinoi gomer, and two of them have a heter of ein toichel nacha toichel if they're ground up beforehand.
Sugar is
the okay. Now, speaks out the Sharetzion. Does these cases of Tavlinon also have a heter, besides maybe Gilakak, which we have to get to, not that simple, they have a heter of La Alter. So if you base. I mean, even on the Tzad, they want to ask a certain time, do we have a heter of La Alter? So the Shaitin sends you to the Ramah, Luraj, Meliran, and Sifu Beis. And the Ikka, they point out, there's an interesting spore over here. The idea of La Alter, who is the heter to get only to Eichel? Why? It's Derech Achila, Maisa Achila. We're sending the Sugya Bari, which is Derech Achila Osoy. Who are things that are not Eichlin, would have a head to the altar? Pashas no. Like Bari, Dafka, things that are Eichel, those Derech Achila Osoy, also Derech Achila Osoy. If, for example, let's say you take something and even if you put it inside your mouth, that's not oichel. Would I have to alter? Example, let's say you take medicine and you chew it and put it inside your mouth. Speaks out the egletal. I said, we'll have no hetel alter. And the best value is, why don't we take medicine on Shabbos? The issue of toichen. That's why you can't take medicine. But toichen is mutal alter. So my bayah. Says the egletal, it must be that the whole hetel alter is only in the cases that are food and not negate things that are not food. Building upon this, how do we look at tavlinon, spices? That means came along the Ramah and said we have a heter by melech shalonu, it's not a sugar in toichen achat toichen, and the Mechab is saying a heter of shini gomer, once matches nak dula karka. Why matches salt because nak dula karka? Kasha says the Mechab, no, you know why? Because the whole yisoid of nak dula karka is not going to get things that are oichel. Salt lemais is not going to get of oichel. Then, for example, things that are not to the karka by mud, one of a heter. By metal, one of a heter. Things that are only things that are oichel have the heter, things that are not oichel won't have the heter. Therefore, negates the sugar of the altar. Speaks of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Does not have the heter, only negates the sugar of the altar. And tavlinon is like the idea not of oichel. Tavlinon has it, why? Because it comes along its bottle, it comes as spice as something else. Yeah, why do you eat it? But it has the whole mile of it is to affect something else. Therefore, since it's a catalyst or something affects something else that's not in itself, does not have the mile of the heter of Dula Karko, won't have the heter of the altar.
The Talmud says that mirror also, that there's no,
by
non-Kedulik, there's no altar.
No. It says over here.
Shmuel says.
By everything over there. Good and kind. I don't know. So therefore, that's the svar why maybe tavlinim is different because it's dim yuchin in oichel, and therefore the Tila David passed in this way over here, the Eglital passed in this way, the Mikvah Shabbos passed in this way. Chaim Loh says if you want to make chrein on Shabbos, you have a hetel altar. No, because chrein is made to give something else taste. The chrein won't have a hetel altar like salt and like and pepper and other things over here. Maiso Mishbura Neshayat Tzion, he quotes off who is being matuit. He says first of all, Magavam send this if you base who Magavam is being matuit. And he says, "Chemash the going matl altar," and he says, "There's a Eli Rabbi." He said, "Sorochin." That means the reading of the Shaitzim seems to come to matl altar. He's mitzad in lahatir and looking for a story. So the mice being matrit. The story is either can argue 2 points. Say that I mean, it really maybe so it is oichel. You are eating it. At the end of the day, it is oichel. You're eating it over here. If you would have this heter over here, so come along the chud. There's a shaitz over here. If you have a heter by spices, a heter of the altar. Those won't be machmer. On the tzad that spices do not have a hetel altar, what defines spices? That means you have a piece of garlic. Is that nichel and the gedder, or you have a hetel altar, or not? So it speaks out to B'chaim, and it says, garlic, people eat them by themselves. Even once you eat them by themselves, because you make the old bracha bar pi adamo, therefore it's similar to tznoin and betzal, and therefore the person, the maiso, has a hetel altar. If that's the gedi, look upon the case of a bracha, there's manazah, do people eat garlic by itself? People eat onions by itself? But Moshe Tshuva, Big Mavuch and Hilchas Bracha, as Lapa can say, there is no din of Adama on onions today, there's no din of Adama on garlic today. Shackle, it's always a spice over here. A kamat, according to the Cheshvan of Chaim Noh, Lechor, there is no heter of an altar on Shumon or Betzal or Kedaima, these cases, they're always nichon together of gain spices. We make a dhamma, you make a shakal, eat it by itself.
Some
people
make it, some
people
fry it.
Again, I said it depends upon the sugar. Now, if you say that, so Moshe Shubi is very clear, he says that onions today don't make a dhamma, and galte don't make a dhamma. Others want to argue maybe the point. Now, if you go to the Mahalach of the Chaim Noah, comes out that cutting onions or garlic, these things, selim chadasai, not in limchais, limchais. Make him a call. Make him a call. My still don't have a hetel altar. You can argue a couple points. You come on with 3 points to argue over here. Number one, you could say all 3 points. We'll say all 3 points. Number one, you can say maybe you do have a hetel altar. Mishmuz mitzad, you do have a hetel altar. So I'll pass on this one. Second thing is the fact that Chaim Noah says you have a gedder that it's a spice depends upon the sugya of bracha. Yesh lodin. Rishlami tell me it's a spice that it melts, it comes apart of something mamish, like chemical flour, salt and sugar and pepper, they dissolve the thing itself that I hear. Kamal and Talmud is something that you have a mixture of things, of onions and garlic inside other things that does not dissolve. You chew and you eat, you taste it. It's pieces mamish. Who says that we nichol and the idea of not get of oichol? You're chewing it, you're eating it, nichol and get of oichol. You can argue with the get of the b'chayna. And number three, you have to listen to your brachas. Even if b'chayna is right to listen to your brachas, is that true? Those want to argue the onions of a herring. What brach do you make when you eat the onions of a herring? Some say Adama, some might disagree. On the tzad, they go like a belsky, make a dhamma on the onions of the herring. Echanami. Even today, onions could be eaten by itself. So there are three ways to argue the point, discuss if we have a head of tavlinum, that would be the head of the altar.
Any of these Meisrim also say that Shina Gomer won't
work? No, the Gemara says Shina Gomer works. A melech, and these are the cases, they're going on these cases, on spices. Shina Gomer Vada works.
No, I meant regarding
the,
those who say that regarding when you have
Shina
Gomer, do you not
need the altar?
You
pass the need
the altar by Shina Gomer. No, the
Shabbos passing include
all these things. I'm saying the
not all these
course.
Things.
No, this scenario.
Who says need the altar?
You said before that if you have a Shina Gomer, do you also still need the altar?
Yeah, I quoted the early Shabbos that says that, correct. And Lower Torah said that. No one on the page says that. No one page says that. A second point negates the sugya over here of la'altar, that we know what is the get of la'altar. We just learned bayer. Get of la'altar is that you have to make your peel the onions, peel the eggs. Some sudal say without peeling the eggs and going to daven or going to the park, having a break in between. When we learn bayer, the machaber and albeis and gimel, there was a switching of lashanis over there, and there seemed to be a chiluk whether it's the case of oichel meipsalus versus oichel versus oichel. Your shneim mina oichel, the mechaber sounds like it goes to mesuda lesuda. That means you want to make something for Friday night for Shabbos morning, 10 hours later, no problem. Mashenke oichel mselus have your son sudasoy. The Beis Yosef said it doesn't sound like you studied what the Rambam saying it for. Meister brought it that way down in the mechaber in Sif Gimel, and therefore the prim gadol of Archos Shulchan says in the mechaber lochel meister can make me oichel oichel shneim mina oichel mesuda lesuda. Mishbuah came on the Bialochas, but fact that Kapana disagrees. Achshash deraisa, therefore, if we mach, we say real samach. Says the Eglital, however, the get to do abolons, Mishbuah says achshash deraisa. The get to do abolons, you can be mekel. If that's so, let's analyze the case of Baitoichen. Person who seems to be very lax in doing Gedalik Sas, whatever you do, do Gedalik Sas, you might go to the park, might do other things over here, things in between. Maisa, you need a case of samach mamish. When you do a case of Gedalik Sas, the Mishmur calls it a dindu rabbanon in the Bialocho. Or you could say you have a case of a svek svek as a get of a rabbanon. Why? Maybe you have a hetel altar, or maybe it's gadol. So a svek svek as a rice of a get of a svek rabbanon. Shall we rabbanon here? So the get of rabbanons by shnei mina oichel, when you cut your onions in small pieces over here, feed the cheshbon the Mishmur, you'll have a sugya maybe of mesuda lesuda. And therefore, it could be why the Olam is a little bit lax upon over here of the idea of Samach to get the Sugya of Taizen, because maybe you can argue the point stark that things that Shnei Min Oichel of a Hetem is Sudo Lesudo. Are you going to tell me the Mishruah says an hour or two before you come out of Shul, you have a Baya? He says by the case of doing it Dak Dak, he has a problem, because there is a Shalom of the Reis already. But they get the case of Gdol Ksas, what the people say the Olam is doing over here, Gdol Ksas, especially in sand, the idea over here, what's Dak Dak? Rashi and Lazi, Rashi says it mints, and the Beis Yosef says you read Rashi very slowly, and those saying, read Rashi, Rashi says it'd be very, very finely thin, very, very finely cut. Might say our salads are not very, very finely cut over here, even the onions are not finely cut over here. Could Nichna get a Gdol Ksas? If so, Lechu you'll have a heter, a Mesidu Lesudo, and Be'etzim, look at Archos Shulchan over here and Siftas, he says this idea. He said, the Chur over here, by Teichin, you have a Hetter Mesud Lesudo, by Shnei Min Oichel.
It's always
Oichel. Fine, Echonami.
Why should you have a Chur? It's by Bur, it's less on Mesa Bur, if it's two Oichel.
Again, it's...
What's the Svur about Oichel?
The base, I just start off base. Yosef says, I don't know the story in the Rambam.
If you don't know the story, you can't
be again, for two things. The, over here, the story of the altar, it says Ramah is being doing the story of butter. It says the base is the same clone over there. And the horror, why are Pesalus? I'm eating them both. I'm using them both. No Pesalus over here, there's Shemin Eichel over here.
Where is
and if you want, again, Archos Shulchan says it. Oh, so you think it's more than Beisiv? No, I hear complaints. I said, the Bialocha writes, Gdol's Katas, he says, Bialocha writes, if you base Istra Bonn. Well, I said, I'll speak, and I get an Istra Bonn. I said, two ways to make an Istra Bonn over here. Bialocha and Sivu base.
What was the bottom line of
Kuk Torah?
Make a dumb or a
shot? You have to come here second saying to Israel by Kaplan. I mean, some people eat raw garlic. My father once walked into the kitchen and saw a piece of garlic from the counter. He picked it up and he ate it. It's like very hard. So my twin sister walked in and says, Tati, where's my tooth? Yeah. So, next thing, we have the halacha of. So, again, I can once again the idea of Shinigomer. Second matter is the idea of something that's not Gdula Karko. That means a case over here of cheese, or eggs, or meat, or fish, or liver. So, we come along and we have a Chumash Nashim. I assume the item's going inside. He starts off first that there's Yisoid, according to the Moran Shabbos of Ayin Dalam Beis, according to Taisus. Like Gemara says, "Hi, Matan, the poor Masilka is Chai Mishum Toichen." Said Taisus, "Dafka Silka, Avishar Mina Oichlin, Locha is Shori." Now explains that's Aleph. Second, he goes on saying, "What is the side over here? Why is it Shori mashing in case of Silka? You want to know Shar Mina Oichlin is Midir or Chayu? Something that's a derech to be eaten this way does not need to be caught. Not nichel again of being mistaken Oichel. Give it smoter. Mashing in Silka is a derech to cut it." Therefore, you chai for it. And therefore, afterwards, it brings down, we show them the Benechnal, the Rosh Hashanah this way. So it starts off, first of all, we have a Heter, Shami, the Eichon. The second thing, Khan Moga says, however, he brings a list of other Rishonim that disagree. The fact that Goyis Maimis brings down the Shalah, the Gate of Lechem, give it to your Eifis, can you grind it up before not inside the Sigur, Teichon, Acha, Teichon? He wants to be Mechel, says the Chumat Hadesh, and why just say, Ain't Teichon, Eichon? Elamai, you see that these Rishonim, Lamais, disagree. So it means you start with one group of Rishonim that holds there's no Issa Teich of Eichlin, and next group of Rishonim is Teich of Eichlin. There is an Issa. If so, he said a third point, maybe not to make the Machlokes so far apart. The only time there's a Machlokes is Dafka when the Min is in the Parsha of Teichin. That means you have these kernels of wheat, they come along to grind off Derech to do the act of Teichin. Again, this specific case is not the Derech, but the Min is in the Derech, therefore Nichlin is the Teichin. Mash, again, in a situation when it's not the Derech, things that not to do like karkas, not the deck to be taken the whole time in. Therefore, everyone agrees. Say taisus with the email. Say the great smaimis with the email. The whole the min is not nichon in the parish of the derek of taichen. Therefore, there's no isa taichen by things that not do like karko. So that bring Yirayo. But the sugya ma'amer the gemara of ayin gemara beis that we learn in simin shin mem and siftes machlik zabai v'rova. We pass like rova the aim ma'amer by things only by things. There's no Isser Ma'amr, only by things that are not Gdula Karko. Things that are Gdula only by Gdula Karko, here the things that are not Gdula Karko, there's no Isser. Just like Ma'amr, there is no Isser, things not by Gdula Karko. When by Teich, there's no Isser, by things that are not Gdula Karko. So Adkan, the first half of the Chumash Tadashin, by the things he wants to know, can a person grind up meat? That means he says, he starts with a Teichus, he said there's no Isser Teichin. He brings down the Rishonim and says there is an Isser Teichin. What say there's no machlekes by the case where the min and mice and nichel in the category that's not the derech, and things that are not the karka will have the heter, the raya from the sugya of ma'amer. Adka. A local ma'isel, first the Chumadash passes this way, many ruchum, and afterwards the machabe, the place can go this way. There's a heter that things are not gedula karka. No isser toichim. Again, I see the shayna lochas brings down the chadish, he argues and he asks it, he wants to be chosh to be ma'amer. I got my cannot find the chaznish anywhere. I see the Archa Shabbos, others also being down, they can't find this chaznish anywhere. But there is some chaznish out there, the Meiser, he's mitzad to be machm over here. Go with the bik of the Paishkim, there is no Isser mitzad, the idea of Paishkim by things that are not Gdula Karko. Now, you have to realize that Tribbutzeshin said 2 points over here. He said 2 things. Either mitzad the sugar of a build up, that even though there's a shayla of the Paishkim ba'ichlin, but everybody agrees there's no Paishkim by things that are not Gdula Karko. And number two, he said, "Arayim mitzad sugyum ma'amer." At the end of the day, is it what is his main point? So you look at the goyin, and before on the Tosfos Shabbos, they come along and they drop the sugya of a build-up, this machloek teichem oichel. Once you pass in simin shemem like rovo, there's no isef teichem, no isef ma'amer by things that are not gdula karko. There's no isef teichem things not gdula karko. We do not need the first beginning of the Trumas Neshen. That's only because maybe we're choishish for the cholkim against the idea of rovo, depending on the gear said rovo or rab over there. And therefore, Kamalik says the ik yisayid. Why? Just like the ma'amer, there is no iser. But teichem also is no iser by things not gdula karko. That's the Goyin and the Tosfos Shabbos. The Rishash and the Sugya. Asad HaShani, if you read the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, and he left out the words Mamer. That means obviously he does not understand that way. So these studies they had to use a build-up in the Sugya of Tosfos Shabbos. You look at the Taz, he also only brings down this Sugya over here, of even though by Gula Karko, over here we don't apply to look at the Magar Ram, he makes the two stages over here, the build-up. Prima Goda, Machzor Shekel, Kiveger, Graz, Mishmua, and the Chandash says, do not sound like the Goyin. And Batsim, the site of the Vekil Numas Achrim is not the way to build up. The main heter is, and it's only right from the Sugim Amr, but the main heter is that even if there's a shell of the Teichim Eichlin, but everyone agrees when things are not to the Karka, there's no Isser Teichim. Now, once we understand that's the site of the heter, what is Nichol Negeda and things that are not to the Karka? That means the first case is, the case of Truman Tadashin is cooked meat. That's not to the Karka. Kamalu Magav Ram is the end of Sukkot Niyur. They bring down how the Shulchan Gavarim is mafakvek, because we know the halacha is a shaila is bossa since it's the zaynus from the karka. Maybe he has to get of dula karka. It's an aygimol beis a shaila. Therefore, it sounds like the Magav Ram Maisa wants to be machmer. Maisa cook meat. Mechab is mekel. Lavush is mekel. Kimeger chayodim grans. I had to answer the kasha. Says the Mishnah Brura. Once he understands these studies a build up. The maybe is teichem oichel, teichem nap oichel, and even if there is teichem oichel, still the mice we have a heter, not gula karko. We have to hold, realize, the whole idea of teichem oichel is brought down Machlokes 19 verse 21. So stark Machlokes over here. So some of you must so think, if it's nichel and get a gula karko, we must starve the sheet as a whole, the things that are, that even by all oichel will have a heter, he also will have a heter. That means the mishmur has been starved the sheet that there is no, is a teichem oichel. Which we pointed out last time, it's a little bit shred in the Mishnah Berurah. He discusses by Maisa Shabbos, what's lost by the Eved? It sounds like for the Mishnah Berurah, the Maisa of the case over here will be Osir. Sounds like it will be Osir. The Maisa, the Klal of the Mishnah Berurah is anytime he's Samech on something, we have a Shita that holds Mutlad Chilo, Yeshem Ilasmoich. Mishnah Berurah himself is Samech on the Shita, not the Osir cooked meat that you have right going to law. So we point out, maybe it's a Din Muchet, it's Noin and Betzal. By the way, you see the Mishnah Berurah is Samech on the Shita, there's no Isak Taich, but it's over here. Could be a Nafkamino. By mushrooms, is mushroom do the karka not? The mavucha, my sheni, do a right from my sheni, a right enough from it. Shalom v'shenim. Some of Archer Shabbos says that some do the karka, you have to be machmer for Shabbos. My son, feel chash ben mishmuah about that. If not shalom do the karka not, says mishmuah, but several of the sheets, things that are oichlin, has no isad chinul there. We want this question from Chaim Knievsky. Could we make the same idea that mishmuah has been makel on cooked meat? You can grind up. It's see if the sheet is no isad teichem oichlin. Who did the case of mushrooms? He wrote back. You talk and it could be that's the side. And the whole piece of it makes sense. Just like Mishmua makes a tear if there's no it's a type of Eichlin. Also, in the case of mushrooms. They do discuss, probably the other way around. Today we have hydroponic vegetables. So maybe things that are not doing character, you'll have a head over here to cut out vegetables because it's not a case of nickel again that's going to the ground. So this is a mabuchu or brach. You make a lettuce today that's hydroplanic. They get the sugya mor, the big tumul. Bring the place. Want to say maybe is nichol again about domo. Does grow from the ground. Especially understand that the min is gdula karko. That's all I say the Trumas Neshen. And also the seeds came from gdula karko here. So pashas and we answer Berkus's question. The vad nichol again of gdula karko. One of that and they get the sugya of teichin over here. A big of the place can say it's just macholikis. But we will. Now, coming with Trumas Neshen, and he has a second part over here. He says, till now, I'm discussing a case of cooked piece of meat. The derech is the maestro, is maybe nichol negeda of a mitzvah, not like the karka could be matter. So, but let's say you have a raw piece of meat. What's the halacha in that case? If the person takes a raw piece of meat, a maestro grinds up on Shabbos to give it to the birds over here. So he says, two shlavim want to be machmer. Why raw meat is different than cooked meat? Number one, he says, why did I say ain't toich of eichlin? What's the shot in the Rishon to make on Taisus? He says, Yisoid is derech, or chayu. He said, maybe that's not the Yisoid, or chayu. Maybe the Yisoid is what needs, what's the tzarech. what needs a teichen, what does not need teichen. If so, by silken it needs it. By the case of raw piece of meat, it also needs it. So therefore, if so, maybe by raw piece of meat, since you need it, you do have an issur teichen. That means you start off, maybe you said this derech, that means you have five options we discussed, once you said the eight teichen of eichen. One of them was derech, the triple derech is the starting point. He said, but maybe you said not derech, you said over here, or not urchayu, you said over here is tzerech. If you need to, maybe you have issur teichen, aleph. But he said, the second point, you send to the sugya nafka from the nehi, over there we have a shalom machlekes, discussing on chizra and avuna. You have a right to cut up in front of animal different pieces, to go be done on Shabbos as mashlei ochlo, to make food for them. So the sugya of tercho, is there an issur or not? So it's the sugya of mashlei ochlo, the maaser we should have an issur. Halacha ends up in the tribadeshin mitzorachin. That means he's mitzadet to be machmer by cases of basa chai in front of oifis, he wants mitzadet to be machmer. And therefore the maaser are mobbing down to ask the grass asks it. Come along the Taz and the Gurion and the Maisa, they disagree. They come along to be Mati, you have a right to take the Bas Chai to cut it. Now, the Gurion, the Chur, the Shetosai, and the Taz is a little bit different. The Gurion come along and he understands, when we set off at the beginning, we have two Atarim. What is the two Atarim? Either Mitzah the Sugya of Derech, and the build up, Mitzah will look at the Min. And the second Heter, Mitzah the Sugya of Ma'amer. The Gurion says, Ik Heter, Mitzah the Sugya of Ma'amer. That's the Ikker Heter. He does not care about the first reason, Mitzah the Sugya of Derech and the Min. If so, the fact that Shimon's Deshin says, don't look at the Derech, look at Tzarech, according to the Goyim, doesn't make a difference. That's not the Heter. The Heter is just like there's no Ma'amer by cases that are things that knock Dula Karka. There's also no Esav Teichen. So the first Taino of the Shimon's Deshin, according to the Goyim, doesn't apply. I had the second Shiloh, a Kamashle Orcho, making food over here. He says, I'm Simichin Chav Dalet, passing over there on the Maisel Kulo. And so the Goyim says, Aloch Le Maisel, you want to cut in front of Eifis, small pieces, it's water. It's not Dula Karka, like Ma'am over here. The Taz is a little bit different. The way how the Gurion seems to understand the Taz is that he said, maybe we have a build-up over here. He does say both points over here. But he says that he understood that Shan Chum Desh, he has 2 points to argue. Maybe he switched from Derek to Tzarek. And then he says over here, Mitzah the Sugim Mashle Uchlo. Once he said, V'oid Mashle Uchlo, Shavle Uchlo, for the Behemo, he dropped the idea of switching from Derek to Tzarek. He dropped that. His main time is, according to Chum Desh, is why could Shavle Eichel Behemo? That's the main title. Once that's the main title, says the Taz, how do we pass the Simon Shukh of Dal? Lukul. Pass Lukul over here, pass Lukul over here. They want to cutting up in front of animals, raw pieces of the meat. The Taz and the Goyim Lemaisa Michael, or Kshuk Lemaisa is Michael. Mishnah Berurah, it's not clear. It's a Kol Lamagimel, sound like he wants to be Machmer. It's a Kol Lamadal, he brings down those of Makilim, the Taz, the Goyim. Simon Shukh of Dal and the Sharatini, he brings down two different sheets over here. Not clear. Maisa, even Mishat and Amor, it's not that simple what exactly he means. The word Amor is Kamashu Le Eichel. The simple understanding, the definition of the Goyim's understanding of the Shabbos and others, he's saying the idea of coming to make food. Making food, you have an Isser. So you give Tircha, making food for an animal, you have an Isser over here. Like Shinchav Dalet. Then the Akasha, Simon Shinchav Dalet, Maisa was Meichel. But the reading of Amor, Maisa is coming to be Machmo over here, it's not making food. There's another way to understand Mishat and Amor. Says the Magen Avraham, he seems to say, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that way, and the Mishnah Berurah would say to the side, you come to make Eichel, and therefore it's a borrowed terminology like the idea in Shinchav Dalet, but the Issa, since he needed this way, it's not a sugya of Teichen who answering it. That means that he's making Eichel, and this is how it's need to be make Eichel, we switch from Derech to Tzarech, this is what's need over here, so what's Isser? It's not Teichen. Since people go to Machzah Shechel, Mnerat Eiro, Mishma Shabbos, Graz, and others, the Issa and the Ramah is not Mashle Eichel. Shinchav Dalet, Maisa is Meichel. This means that the sugya of Teichen. Now, says the Mishmuiz Mabshech, once I'm stamp shot in their mouth, this means that the sugya of Teichen. Do we have a heter altar by Teichen? Yes. Therefore, in this case, you'll have a heter altar. That means the Mishmuiz is saying two shlavim. Number one, what shot in their mouth? If it's Kamash the Ochlo, you won't have a heter of the altar. Once that, it means that the Issachon Amor has been Teichen. Therefore, we have a heter of the altar. I be pointing out. The Mishmur Lechua is not happy with the Hetzel Alter, but Fakbet, Ein Limchois. The words of Ein Limchois sounds like, don't do it, but I'm not going to make a Macha against you, but don't do it. Here is very Sosam. What are you going to do? Alter. So you point out Lechua, maybe Davka, but it's knowing the Mitzalas that way, not by the cases of other situations. Ulai. So it came out, we have a second Yisrael over here, a second after we spoke out, that the idea of Teichen only applies to things that are Dulekarko, things that are not Dulekarko. Meis and Mutter, the question where these sites coming from, two Malchim in the Truma Sedeshin, Mikta Plesh came along. It's a build up from the idea of why we learn Sifya Base first. Why do Sifya Base first? That's the idea of Taichim Eichlin. Then we go back to this Halachan and Sif Tess. We see the idea that even by Taichim Eichlin's Machlaikis, by Nakdu Lukaka, maybe even agrees, we time to look at them in. Sifyod is a Sigur Mitzad Ovdin Nechol. Now, we learned Ovdin Nechol by Riches, the beginner's man, Sim Shalom and Gimel. But Bekitsu, what came out, that first, we know that a person cannot do a weekday job on Shabbos. Now the question is, can you breathe during the week? Yeah, we do that. So can we breathe on Shabbos? Can you walk? Can you eat? Anything we do during the week, can you do on Shabbos? What does that mean, Ovdin Nechol? So, Betzim, you look into Chaim Non, he says, where is the Makar to Asin of Nechol? Chaim Non says, Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kofi Gimel, Potskin Yishaya, Chibantoy, Masa Terechecho. We learned already the Sugi and Simen Shin Aleph at the beginning, that the Yelucha, Shabbos, not be the Lucha of Yimechol. That means the Makar for Ud Nechol is you're walking. The way you walk on Shabbos should not be the way you walk during the week. Vice versa. The way you work, yeah. The way you walk during the week should not be the way you walk on Shabbos. The way you're clothing, the clothing you have on Shabbos should not be the same thing you do that you had during the week. Right? So you see the idea does apply to more than just people think it's only chores. The concept is building part, even walking, clothing, kadaima. Maisa, what is the getter of Nechol? We spoke on that, we called it numerous, we malachtim that says not clear what the getter is. We tried to give a getter, and we pointed out that there's a Torah Sol in the Akdoma to Mishnayis. He has a piece called Kala Shabbos. He has 30 pages. On the first page, he explains there are three ways to understand the idea of Nechol. The Gam Chaim Noh, he says there are four ways to understand it. He ends up with the Torah Sol. We spoke about Max Leo, who has two ways to understand it. Moshe has another way to understand it. The kids of the Olim says over the way how the Torah Sol says it over. And we plot it then into Simon Shin Lam and Gimel, and the Simon Shin Lam and Hey, the Sugil Ma'amar. The way the Torah Sol says over, either it looks like a Melacha, or second thing, it can lead to a malacha. A third thing, anything that's tirch yaseo, anything that's a chore or it's a job, that's not Shabbos stick. It's not Yimei Enoch. So one of these three is Ovdin Nechol. Either it looks like a malacha, over here the Mishmur sounds like it's Domi to Machteshes, it's Rib Eisen, it looks like a malacha. That sounds like over here, that's Yisoid. The idea of leading to a malacha, we have the Lochan Simon Shinya Dalit. Over there the Mishmur brings down cutting wood of eight and pieces over the Issa of Toichim. Instead of Shartim, but make bigger pieces, you're in the Israel of Ovdin Nechol. So that's right, so why Ovdin Nechol? Because it'll lead to doing thin pieces. It'll lead to Malacha. Then you have an idea of doing a chore, schlepping, something that's very hard. Three different things Nechol to get of Ovdin Nechol. Now, to get to the case over here, Rib Eisen, that's the case of the Mechabah, the Mishmur brings down. Now, Pasha Rib Eisen is a case of a grater. Again, I see the Aruch HaShulchan says it's something you put inside, you make something dak dak kemach. Maybe at their rib eyes are different than our rib eyes, I'm not clear. Maisi, you have this case over here that you have this rib eyes in, that you put in things that are not nichol isser toichen. The question is presented to the Rivash, putting in inside eggs or cheese or kadaima. We just end off a loch and seftes, ain toichen owned by things like dulakarka, these are not dulakarka. So there is no isser toichen. If there is no isser toichen, can you use a rib eyes on Shabbos? That's the question presented to the Rivash. He has two answers over there. Number one, he starts off, this is toichen mamish. Therefore, you're even Isidar Isa. It's a derech. Therefore, the Chayodim exam Lachal Maisa to use a claim Yuchlakach, you're even Isidar Isa. Explains in Nishmas Odom, why? Because the whole time you cite is not the derech. This is the derech to go use the kli over here. Different Nichol Negev Der Isa. The Yavosh is a job different Nichol Negev Der Isa. The Yavosh goes on further and says, that's the get Shabbos, the get Yontif. You want to ask him inside the Sugav of Ovdin Nechol. And the Pesachim did not call him Chayodim. They do not collect the first half of the Rivosh al Teraiso. The Paiskim bring down only in the second half of the Rivosh wants to say by Yontif of Nechol. The Paiskim say by Yontif and Hudin Shabbos Nichol Negedah of Ovdin Nechol. Ovdin Nechol here. That means it comes out again. The Mechab is not clear where the Yisrael of the Issa is coming from. But Achoinim, when it's early Shabbos earlier, my Mordechai Noy Torah, Mishmur is very clear, Ben Ishai and others. This is not mitzvah Issa deraisa. The Issa mitzvah the sugya of Ovdin Nechol, a din derabbanan. Now to explain what that means, before we point out already, we have a different term over here. We have five term floating around the sugya of toichen. We have the idea of ain toichen el mudu lekarko. That's the sugya over here. Come on, we use a kli or even iser. We have a sugya on the altar. What's luck by the altar? If you use a kli. It's be a heter of the altar by using a kli. Speaks of the bialoch on sefer beis. What's the heter of using a knife? the churah, it should be even iser, just like over here, it's a ribbi's in, and that should be the same thing, you're using a kli over here. And with the Mishnah Berurah, no, it's not a kli miyuchel lekach for the act of toichen. What speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, but let's say it's a kli miyuchel lekach for the act of toichen. Now he says, what's a locho, b'chai gavda, chayev. Like boy, chayev. Chayev. The chol is d'abonim. So the churah, the churah explain, depends where you're coming from. If the heter is la altar, what is the altar? It's a derech achilo. So when you use the kli, it's ois mais derech achilo. You knocked away the heter. You're back to the act of toichen. Like boyer, the kli knocked away the heter derech achilo. You're back to iser of boyer. If you're even iser deraiso, mash again the heter means that ain't gula karkos not toichen. Or let's say in toichen achat toichen. Now when you use the kli, what's a locho? Still you have a heter toichen. You only have the baya. It's domi to the malocho. Then when someone says use a kli by toichen, what's halacha? Some would be the raiso, some would be the rabbanon. Either it's unnechol, or can knock away the head to be a case of the raiso. Like Chaodim took it a step further. Anytime you use the kli, knock away all the terim. So that's the mice of toichen. That's how you do toichen. He knocked away the heter, kolius. But Mishmua seemed to understand it not the way he understands. Now use a kli by the act of la altar. The side of la altar is what? Achila, kli knocks away the side of the heter, it's the raiso. Mashaik is knocked to the carcass and left the sugar of the hole.
You would be claimed
the hole. No, don't say it. It's worth of the hole, not what you say. No.
Only
the hole. Take not sure what you mean by what case. Well, go through different cases. First, a person, let's say he has potatoes, he wants to use a masher on potatoes. Use the masher on potatoes. To come over from the zalman, and what time to use the masher? That's kli miyuchlekach. On the tzadik and mashed potatoes, we have to get to the extra chabur, a big mavucha, the person has the right to mash potatoes. It's after something that's cooked, maybe one of the isra toichen. On the tzad, things that cook no isra toichen, can you use a kli, go mash it. A specific masher. Zem shalom is zalman, that's nechal again of the nechal. We want to have be'ikah among the svarim. Gam the ismon say, once being have a moish to be mekel, the svarim sound like the maisha to be machmer, but it's made a kli to do an act of tchid over here. Should be also. Now, the gate to something that's miyuchad for egg masher, maybe we'll get to a separate heter. But something that's made to be a potato masher, could the get up the call. A second case over there speak is a hakmaser. I'm not clear what exactly that is. The Shmua put it under the sugya of open to the call. You have an iser, or the case will be allowed to be iser iso. Meister Archashulchan says a hakmaser is just a fancy knife. The meister should be mutter. So, no, why it's the get of klim yuchalakach. But Moshe, he comes up with his ranging tshuva. He says, "Be'ekir or chashulchan is tzedek ma'oid." He's solely correct. However, we're right to be machmer for the mishmuah, not tzarek gadol. You're solely right, but only mekel in case of tzarek gadol. I mean, vikid be machmer Moshe. Like I'm not chashulchan is correct. So it sounds like I'm not clear what a.
Is
it clear? If it's the altar, won't have that term. It'll be a case of the rest then. Okay. Baruch Hashulman says this is a fancy knife. It's a sakun balmo. Now, the main among the swarm is what about an egg slicer? Egg slicer means you have a hard egg, put it inside this dish over here. You have, let's say, five or six metal torn strings over here. You cut right through. I don't seem to have it over here. Question is, can you go use it on Shabbos? So, Baruch Hashulman might say, Michael, we're coming from different avenues. One is the Moshe, once we discussed in last Chabura. We had a tribute of Ida and Simon Aindal, Toichen Eis Gimel. And then what is the side of the Isav Toichen? Is it slicing and dicing or only slicing? Moshe negated food is only slicing and dicing. But slicing in of itself makes something very thin. There's no Isser. So they're still using an egg slicer, the mice is mutter. There's no Shiloh. But even on the chat, those who want to argue, the Semak Tzedek, Chaim No, the Shmuel Kamnetsky, the Ashur and others, want to argue things are very thin, the negated of Toichen. Kamal Mushal Mazam, he wants a Taino. Toichen has to be something to be nichol again of a shore of nichol, something you do in a store, something you do when you sell things for storage or kedaimo, something that's kli sudo, when it's mamish on the table right before the table, it's nichol again of kli sudo. That in one side is not nichol again of nichol. That's sure dummy to malacho. That's something we're coming to go eat and we serve it and we eat it. That's one thing done afterwards. That not nichol again of it to aser it. That's his reason why he wants to be meichel. We'll get to a third reason by Rafakas. Another reason why he meichel. How do you say over these over here? Is that the reason it's not the idea? It's something that's a kli sudo, words of Shlomo Zalman, or something that's slicing. Could a person use a meat slicer on Shabbos? That means not electric, obviously. You want to use the hand that a butcher uses or in the house, a meat slicer. According to a Moshe, Avada Ravida says for Moshe Rabbeinu's mutter. Why it's very thin. It's not slicing a dice. You want to use a meat slice on Shabbos, no problem. Atzad Hasheni, so Nashik Loin, Maisi Yasa Zek, and going Kodim Shlom Azam, it's actually pseudo. They do it in the, they sell it that way. They use it in the stores back and forth, and it's in the, something in the Chanut. They will go be the Chanagander of Nechol. So Nafmina, how do you say over the head to the egg slice will be Nafmina by the case of a meat slicer? Moshe's marked these cases. Slicer. He says it's not. He's marked. He says not. He's marked these cases. It's not. This is not going to do anything. The which mission would dummy attack. Not dummy.
It's not small. Why is he
He says slicing. Slicing. No, it's a slicing. No, it's not dummy attack. The word Mishavua was, it's a revising, because Domi to Machtashas. This is not Domi, this is slicing, slicing, nothing to Domi to Machtashas. Not pulverizing anything.
Originally, since it's big, it's just thin, it's not a problem.
Thin is not Teuchen. Taking a kikumar, making it very thin as possible is not Teuchen.
It's not
thin,
it's
thin, it's not Teuchen, it has to be slicing and dicing. Two sides, or three sides. People have it at home. People have it in stores, also love up electricity. But without that. Now, Kalom Shalom Mizalma discusses, that we discuss by Borei is a kli miyuchad la'altas er heter. Kalom Shalom Mizalma by Teuchen is a kli miyuchad la'altas er heter. Maybe the also not nechlin any isor here. I'm not sure what kli he's referring to, but he said, just like Aris Mater by Borei, to having rice inside the salt shaker, gets made for la'altas er, and Aris Mater by the tion, by the pitcher, by the reshet, inside the sugar of la'altas er, because it's made to be used right away, to maize achilo. And what time of Hudim when they gave the Sugar of Teuchen will have also a head of Kli Miyuchad for La'alter by Teuchen. Even though it's Kli Miyuchad, but it's Miyuchad La'alter the Maisets Motor. I said in the case of the cheese, Rib Eisen, reverse case, the core they're grinding up to use La'alter, he said, I'm only being maturate with small pieces. Having a commentary grind up to it, Chine Gemurah, I'm not coming to be maturate. That's, he says, right, Shulchan Shlomo, he explains what he means, I'm not maturing to Chine Gemurah. Again, I'm not close with cases. There are 2 points over here. Number one, B'chaim Kiyevsky, by the case of Burr, he disagreed. He said, well, I mean, the reason Heter La'alter by Burr. There is, in the case, the Gerd is to give Teuchen, same that Am Kadri Shvi, so there is no Heter. It's Klim Yuchat, who cares, Miyuchat La'alter, not Miyuchat La'alter. Don't make the Maisa Achilah, number one. Number two, I see the Sefer Kolom, he wants to say, how to apply it from the Zalman practically. He has two cases. He says, either in the case of a pepper mill, people at the table, they have to put pepper inside, they grind it up, and it comes out the pepper, or the case of a garlic press. Those are his two cases. Maisi, if those are his two cases, Maisi, again, I'm not sure if you saw the Shulchan Shlomo explain Pshat in the Shemir Shabbos from Shlomo Zalman, but over there, he says, Tchina Gemur, there is no Heter. The only time Heter is Dafka in small pieces. A pepper mill is Tchina Gemur. So according to Shlomo Zalman, would not be mattering a pepper mill to use at your table on Shabbos. Now, maybe you'll tell me, you won't tell me you have a Heter altar, you don't have a Heter. Why? Because it's clear, that's made to the grind things. The Chor people use a pepper mill on Shabbos. I see them even that they have even the salt now. The special ones also to grind them up. Use them at the meal on Shabbos. It's the little getter of Chor, a kli that's made for it. But one of that to be sad to over the Nichol. Why the idea they says a garlic press? I don't know. In my house, they use a garlic press before they cook things and they put up on the garlic that's raw on top of your chicken and then they cook it. It's not made l'alter. I'm not sure. There's two examples that Chol writes. I did look at his new prints, maybe change it to mask him. But the prints that I have 15 years ago, he writes over there, maybe 20 years ago, he writes over there to Matthew Tzav and Shlom Azam, the sugya of a garlic press and pepper mill, who both of them, of course, should be ulcer. This is another shiloh. Let's say we claim miyuchod to things that are not gedule karko. But it's miyuchod v'teichen. That means made only for eggs, made only for cheese, only for meat, only for fish, things that not have any iser teichen. So maybe there's no tzad to answer it. So coming with Falcon Shuv in the Chelak Aleph of 9 Beis, he says, the whole Isser of Teuchen of Undechol, because if I do this, you do something else that's also Teuchen. This Kli is not made for things that are Gdule Karko, therefore won't come to answer it. He says he went to Shlomo Zalman, he went to Yashiv, and both the mice agreed with him. Both agreed. Therefore he says, a third reason why an egg slicer of the mice is motor, it's made to be an egg slicer. It's made for things that are not Gdule Karko, and will never put inside things that are Gdule Karko. Now, the problem with this Mahalach is that first of all, the place where egg slices do not bring it down, he's the first one who really seems to say this concept. Second, by the bread slicer, the meat slicer also, the least thing knocked to the cock, and they seem to disagree with him. They're discussing back and forth. But when you read the Mishnah Berurah, the sense of Mishnah Berurah is we have the idea of Umm Nechol, again, is either Litum Lachol, looks like a Lachol, or a Chor. Before the way the Mishnah Berurah says, it says not a Litum Lachol, it looks like a Lachol. There is a dummy to Tzchikas Tavlonim. Similar, it looks like an act of been using a Machdash over on spices. Similar, that looks like Litum. So if you tell me it leads to, this won't lead to Echnami. But the Mishnah says, not that it leads to, it looks like, so this looks like. You hold something that's very thin, so it's very thin, looks the same thing. It looks like, who cares if it's Gulikarko or not Gulikarko. So before, this idea that our fox is over and he's quoting from Zalman and Yashiv, a very hard time, I do not see that way among the swarm over here. We'll get to that case also. Now, that means it comes out. A lot of people in their houses, they have a tomato slicer, a cucumber slicer, make things very thin. Now, people have it both ways, slicing and icing. People just have things very, very thin. If you go knock the machmirim, the holes make things very thin, can you use this for your jabbis? So, the Yashiv and the Falcon, the Shani, all they say, you cannot use a cucumber slicer. You cannot use a tomato slicer. That means you go to the Moshe, you'll have better. But numerous farm come along to disagree with the Moshe. The whole come out that these machines you come to use on Shabbos will not enter inside the sugya of the Nechol over here. Now, come on the Nechol that says, once you're discussing the machine to cut with, what about this, the thing that you cut on top of the cutting board? You want a taina that's also miyucha for the act of taichin, therefore you're even iser. Now, I do not understand where the idea is coming from. It's not made to grinding things, it's made for cutting things. Cutting board is for cut. And you cut the vegetable on top, you might also grind things on top of it. But it's called a cutting board, not a grinding board. And therefore, the Chorah should not be Nichol, this is a Nichol. And I see now the Zach of a Shomer and the Prince, a Nichol, it's safe and called a Nichol, 300 pages, just an Nichol, one of the other cases over there. Migdal, the Chorah should not be Nichol and the Isser, because it's not a clean made for a Teichen, it's a clean made for cutting.
Cutting is also a base, it's high, right?
What?
It's
not, it's made, cutting, it's stuck dark is, but it's not made for dark dark, it's made for everything. Made for everything, not miyuchod. Is it miyuchod for only small for teichen? Is it miyuchod lekach? No, why not?
Either for slicing or for dicing.
Slicing off thick, be thick. We can cut an apple in half. Cutting anything, mean half, be anything. You cut for everything. You cut everything on it. You don't cut the counter. Of course, you cut the counter. Part of a cutting board, part of a knife. You cut everything at that point. Not made for that. Now, let's say you use a clean that's miyuchad lekach, but something that's not miyuchad for it. Let's say you have a grater, and you want to put a cookie inside a grater. You don't use a cookie on a grater. You want to put your egg on a grater. You don't put an egg on top of your grater. Do you have a right to use a clean miyuchad lekach, something that's not miyuchad for it? Do you say sevko soivis umdechol? You say this is a shinoi, and shinoi knocks away the isav umdechol. So, Simcha Bonham in the Sefer Al-Muksa, he's discussing, is a grater a kli shemak to isser or not? Maybe it has no use. He says, no, it's a kli shemak to isser, because it has a use, you can put eggs inside a grater, and no one puts eggs inside a grater. It has a use, he's saying it's mutter. Simcha Bonham, he writes in the Shabbos kitchen, he says, the maestro to put a cookie inside a grater can't do that on Shabbos. It's kli miyuchad lekach, and therefore it's an isser for teichen. Then putting even a cookie inside, the maestro asks it. So we have two svarim, same person, who would discuss this question. It comes out two opposites. Maisa, I did not look at the new prints and see what it says. But Maisa, either both of them are mutter, both of them are also. I don't know how to can define the separate between the two. Either cookie and egg is mutter, or cookie and egg and Maisa is also over here. Maisa, we came out, I think by now, we came out first of all, there are five in term over here. Number one is a heter of Shina Gomer. Number two is a heter of Toichen by things in Nakdala Karko. Number three, by Toichen by Eichlan, there's a Shiloh by Eichlan Machmer. Number four is a heter of Toichen Nakha Toichen. And number five, on the case of the altar, Ramos Mekel, Noch Gdolis Ksas, that's part of the term we spoke out. Three of them, we passed them clear. One of them, Gdolis Ksas, one Maisa Baker, we asked her. We spoke out two Drabonans. One is the idea of the Nefol. The idea of also Gdolis Ksas is not mutter unless some Lachilo. Next time, we'll speak out three different points. Number one, the five of the term is their head by things that you mash, by things that you grind, that you pulverize, do what they call Misuk or Tchina Gemura. Maybe by eggs, there is no heter. Only by cutting very small matter, not by mashing. Number two, again, about the secret of Teuchen, Nacha Teuchen, the love despite it. Nafkamina, can you shave chocolate? And the third thing is, things that are cooked over here, that seem to be missing over here, can you mash things that are cooked in your head and things that are cooked or not? Slocho.